and Zoning regular meeting to order. Mr. Ashley, if you'd like to establish a quorum, please.
Oh, okay. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill is not here. Steve Adams called. Ray Edwards.
Here.
Rick Therese.
Here.
Sean Pingleton.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
And Ronnie Melton.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Very good. And if you would explain the meeting procedures, please.
Okay. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held for final approval on each Division 3 application. However, this evening we do not have any final approvals. And so we'll just be hearing strictly concept hearings this evening. And basically, if you're presenting a concept at this meeting, your name or the name of the project will be called. And at that time, you need to please come forward and address the commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of what's given by the applicant or persons with information requested by the commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Next on the agenda for review and action are the minutes of May 2012. So if the commission has had an opportunity to take a look at those minutes, was there just one meeting? Monday, May 14th, is that right? Monday, May 14th and Monday, May 21st. The minutes for that.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, there's a motion to approve.
I'll second that. There is a couple of corrections.
We'll get to that on the discussion. So we've got a motion and a second. Now, any discussion? Randy, you have something?
May 21st, minutes, second page, paragraph concept. The applicant was asked to table until, I think, next month is what should be there, correct? It just says
month.
Asked to table until month. But.
I believe that's how I remember it. Do you recall anything different than that? Just left out the word next. Is that correct?
Okay.
So addition of next right there. Anything else, Randy?
No,
anything else from any other commissioners? Are you all right with that as far as the changes go? And you seconded it, Randy, so you're all right with it. Okay. Seeing no other changes, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We have two concepts tonight. We don't have Hillhaven here. They've asked to come at a later time. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
So our first one up tonight is Van Allman Mini Storage, and do we have a representative here for them? Very good. Okay. Go ahead and give us that. He'll give us this first, and then we'll get to you.
Okay. Thanks. And all I've really put together is just a location map from Google Earth. I'll pass around some beacon photos also here. And basically, this is right now an undeveloped piece of property off of Sycamore Church Road. And essentially, it falls right in here. And I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed here.
Okay. Anything else for us then right now? All right.
Not at this point.
Okay. The applicant's here if you'd like to come on up. Are you Mr. Allman?
No, I'm Daryl Middle. I'm his brother-in-law.
Okay, Daryl. Why don't you come on up and let us know what's going on?
Okay. We're proposing to build a mini storage.
Okay.
And I own a mini storage also, and I'm partners on the land and everything with my brother-in-law.
Okay.
And
so just a normal mini storage. Do you have any idea how many units, or is it going to be fenced? And what else can you tell us? Is it going to be lighted? Where the entrance is going to be? All that good stuff. Okay. How many units are we talking about?
Well, we're hoping quite a few.
Okay.
We're going to start filling it up start at the back, and okay. That's how I did with mine that I've got in Claremore, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And then as needed, we'll build more, but we're hoping to.
Okay. How many are you asking us for? That's really what we need to know. I mean, we don't need to know today, but we'll need to know.
You'll need to know how many.
Yeah. We'll need to know how many units you're asking for. And looks like you've got a proposed 6-foot-tall chain-link fence, which that's important to us. I'll pass this around. You guys can take a look at this, but just stop me if I see something that's not correct here. It looks like you've got a pretty long entrance into there, so trucks and vehicles pulling a U-Haul trailer or whatever type of trailer have plenty of room to get off the road before they have to stop at your gate. I'm assuming it's gated.
Yes.
And the gate will not be at the road. It'll be down this chain link fence.
Yes, because they got to have room to get in and
out. So there's plenty of room for them to get in.
Pretty well got that same information.
Is it going to be lit?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Anybody need to see this? Anybody have any questions for? State your name again, sir. I'm sorry.
My name is Daryl Meadow.
Daryl, for Mr. Meadow. Okay. The gate, which is one of the questions that he had, where I don't want to make an assumption, but it is going to be right there?
Right there, yes.
Okay.
This way, I have plenty of room to pull off before they have to open up the gate.
And then see the land back here, it sort of just falls off or something like
that. That doesn't happen around here much, really. You might let him go ahead and tell him, Randy.
Yeah, is the property, that would be west of it, and is that just rough land also? I mean, is it a real...
I've got a little pointer up there, too, if you need it. Are you referring to the...
Right there, that area right there.
The property on the other side?
Yeah. Is that too rough to build on generally? Or
yeah, on that other side?
Yeah, it's not subdivided for lots or anything.
That... They've got a few houses, but they're way down. I mean, you know, like down in the gully there.
One of them, I think, even has a parking spot up top, and they have a walkway to it or something. It's different. It is steep right there. That's where the houses are way down in the...
Way down.
Probably a good 50-foot drop or more.
Then right beside us, a man has an electrical business.
Is that Castro?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
Rick Castro's place?
And that's both the residence and the electrical business as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
You're showing 22 buildings on here.
That's what we plan. You know, we'd like to start off
I think you need on your request to request what you think you'll wind up with.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Are these divided up into how many pieces, or will they be different sizes?
Different sizes. most of the buildings will be a 30, I think, by 200 or 30.
You've got 30 by 200.
You can build a 5 by 10 on the ends, like 6 5 by 10s, and then you can start down the sides, and you can either go 10 by 15 and then 10 by 15 on the other side, or 10 by 30, or you can go a 10 by 10, 10 by 20, or two 10 by 15s, you know, or that way you got a lot of ways that you can do it.
Generally in the past, what we've, and of course every place is different, but this is a performance zoning type county, which is a little different than you may be used to, but what we are generally looking for are maximum number of buildings and maximum number of units. Mm-hmm. So
that's right. That's where I'm going.
Yeah. Okay. So that's really what we want to know. What are the maximum number of buildings and the maximum number of units that
if you figure a 30 by 200.
Right.
And then you'll have, let's see, 20, 40 units on one side, 40 units on the other side.
Okay.
Unless you do the 6 5 by 10s in the end.
Sure. So really just for our next meeting, which will be next month, is it on a Monday?
Yes.
Second Monday of the month. That's just something that we would like to
okay.
know. So that's something we'll have to know before we can make a decision. And so it's simple enough. It generally doesn't make a big difference one way or the other, but we still would like to know what we're approving as far as how many buildings, and then within that, how many units.
Okay.
Maximum that you would do. You may not. It doesn't mean you have to do them that way. If you say 22, that doesn't mean you have to build 22. You just can't build 23. You
okay.
build 11.
But we need 20. To max.
Right.
Well, we'd like to max it as much as we can.
Sure,
well,
I understand that.
I mean, it's not positively required, but you would have to come before this board again if you choose the maximum amount.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's why, yeah, if you ask for
that's
20.
Why we're asking you.
Right.
Yeah.
It's in your best. That's why we do the concepts, too, so you know that.
Yeah,
you know,
I appreciate it.
Right. If you ask for 20 and you decide you want to do 22, then you have to come back and ask for the 2, the way things sit today. So, you know, you're better off to ask for whatever you think the maximum would be.
Okay. Yeah, we want to max the property out.
It doesn't really look, I don't see anything, unless somebody else does here, that really throws it off from a matter of building numbers, you know, whether it's a zoning issue or not, and whether we think it's the right place. We still have to discuss that and listen to the public and let us inform us of all that part. But building numbers, I don't see going to make a big difference one way or the other on your storage, okay. But it's still something we require to get half for us. Anything else?
Of course, you'll have to work with Road and Bridge to acquire a permit for the entrance, and that's something that we'll have to look at as you get farther into this.
Okay.
For the checking for safety, site distance.
Which we require the compliance letters from you guys for all of that stuff, and if it happens to be state, in this case, it's the Taney County, correct, Randy?
Right.
So, and he's the man that would know. So,
okay.
So that if you're not aware of that, you can get with. I'm sure that staff can tell you what all you need to do and have all that stuff into compliance to walk you through all that to be prepared for all that stuff. So, anything else? Randy?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. I'm good. Sorry.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you. We will see you July 19th, or July 9th, and then July 16th. You have to have a representative here for both of them in case
good.
We have questions.
We'll be here.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you want to keep one copy? Or
If we could for
yeah.
the file, that
okay.
that would be great.
Just let you keep that.
Burke, okay. If you want me to, I can trade you here. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And our next one tonight is R&D's Catfish and Wings. We have a representative here for them. Okay, give us just a second here, and we'll take a look at that, and then...
Oops, it took me to the wrong spot. Sorry.
Come up.
It's actually right here. One of the things I did want to bring up just really briefly is I put an email that I just received... literally within the last 30 minutes or so from the city.
Okay.
And basically...
Do you know if the applicant has had an opportunity to see this email?
I don't... He wouldn't have.
Okay.
At this point.
I didn't know if they...
Because I just received this at 5:21.
Okay.
And Mr. Lawson was on vacation for the last week or so, so he just got this to me just a little bit ago. But basically... the applicant has spoken in great detail with the city, and the staff has spoken in great detail with the city. It's my understanding there's an existing sewer main approximately 30 feet from the property line, and what the staff has really indicated is, especially with this being a restaurant type of use, that the staff would likely propose a requirement that basically would require connection to municipal sewer. What the city's indicating is that if there's a connection to municipal sewer, that they'll require annexation, but they're also indicating that they're going to require a building permit and that they're wanting a building permit at the front end.
Okay.
Now, I know that's been one of the primary concerns of the applicant. I think they, in the past, have had a negative experience with the building permitting process of the city.
Okay.
But that's the stance that the city is taking, and they've provided that to me in this email. Like I said, the applicant has not had an opportunity to read this as yet.
Sure.
I know they've been in conversation with the city.
Well, and as in the past, and correct me if I'm wrong, or any of the commissioners feel differently, but going back on past history on items that have been close to or look like they're going to be annexed into the city or have to, we require them to get with the city and meet all the requirements of the city at that point. Not one of those things where they can do what we require and then annex themselves in and get under it that way. We will work hand in hand with the city of Branson and what they request. Is that correct?
That's really.
Is that what you remember we've done in the past, Ray? I know you and I are probably tenured more than anyone else, but
pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So maybe one of the things we need to do for sure is make sure we get a copy of this
and
for
the same thing.
Okay. So they can see this and it's all in writing and everybody understands where we are and where they are, but that doesn't stop us from having the concept tonight. It's just a matter of we get this in your hands and so you know what needs to be done on both ends. Okay. Anything else from that part?
That's really it. Yep.
Okay. Well, let's move on with concept. I don't know who the representative is or if it's both of you. We'll make sure you have a copy of this from Jim Lawson.
And okay. I did want to make clear also that this wasn't intentional. I didn't, like I said, literally Mr. Lawson.
Yeah, I spoke to him today.
Okay.
Okay, so you've talked to him
okay.
and kind of have an idea as to where they are.
What our conversation was today is that we didn't want annexed in. Raj and me, we built a Dairy Queen on Highway 248, Dairy Queen. And so we had to deal with the city with their little
okay.
problems that they have, the inspectors, you know, is nobody's on the same page. That's the only bad thing about it. My conversation was with Joel, I think his name, that when we
Joel Hornicle, I believe.
I said we're working on talking about doing a septic system, you know, for the restaurant. And if it didn't pan out, then we didn't have a problem annexing in to the city. But what we wanted to do was start building. And I told him the same thing. I don't have a problem annexing in. You know, the problem I have is your inspectors. Because when one inspector will come and say, well, you can't do it this way. You got to change it. Or I'm not going to pass it. So then we go change it, and then the next guy comes in, another inspector comes in, and go, well, that ain't right. What did you do that for? Well, because the inspector said we had to change it. Well, you're going to have to change it back, eh? You're going to have to do it this way. So that's the problem with the city. And I'm sure you guys have heard this story before. I'm not the first one that's ever. I did talk to an attorney today about it also. And he said more than likely that DNR would want us to hook up to the sewer since the sewer was so close. But the work that we do can be grandfathered in because we are in the county. And so his suggestion was to just go ahead and do as we need to do it. And then when it comes time to actually go in to hook up to the sewer, and go ahead and sign the annexation papers to get it done.
Well, I didn't get your name. I'm sorry.
Maybe. Dave Christian.
Dave. Okay, Dave. You can, I believe you can do the work. Can people not work on their property as long as they get the proper permits? Because we're a zoning board. But and correct me if I'm wrong somewhere, but we may not be the proper board then to go through to get the zoning changed. You know, you could do all the work. You're taking a risk if you do that, that either it doesn't get passed in zoning. I mean, only my opinion, probably not much of a risk if you think of everything there, but you still are taking a risk if you do that, you know, and do all that work and it doesn't pass for whatever reason. But I don't think we're the proper zoning entity to then change the zoning in that. Are we?
Well, and kind of.
If we do, we generally walk hand in hand on a situation like this with whatever the city says, because it's going to be going and annexed in. So we don't want to tie their hands into something, you know. We don't want to take part, not that that's what you're saying you're trying to do, but we don't want to take part in trying to go around something that they're going to allow when we know right up front that they're going to be annexed in. So if you know you're going to be in.
We want to keep our dog out of this thing.
Exactly.
We want to keep our dog out of this thing.
Yeah. We don't mind being a zoning entity and being in the middle of stuff that's. Not that this is controversial, because we're in lots of controversial stuff, so that's not it. It's just a matter of that. I don't know that we need to be the one zoning it. If you're going to turn around and annex right in, and you're going to do that anyway, I think what I'm hearing you say is you may, you know, from what your lawyer has told you, get the building process done since you're in the county and there are no building codes in the county. But then at that point is when you might need to zone it, because if you come to us and ask us to zone it, we're going to ask you to follow all the city of Branson stuff now, because that's what we've done in the past.
Yeah, we're building. I mean, the building we're building by code, you know.
By
national code. I mean, everything we build by code. But
in the past, they've usually accepted them. But I'm not giving you any advice.
Yeah. I mean, with just the experience we've had with the city of Branson before, like I said, the Eagle thing they got down there. It's sad. It really is. It's sad that. Because they cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars on revenue on the Dairy Queen and delays, you know, getting the new Dairy Queen open. Stuff they made us do, that we had our plans. You know, we had an architect draw the plans and took their plans to the city of their building and everything, you know, and then they stamp off on them. And then we build it by that plan that the city of Branson has stamped off on, but yet their inspectors can come in and say, can't do it this way. You're gonna. I said, no. You know, we're building it, but you got the stamp on here. Yeah. I don't care. You're gonna do it this way. Okay. But he wouldn't pass it. So let me go back and do it. And like I said, then the next guy comes in. So I said, how can you change something that's already been stamped off on? How can you do that? How can they do that? So we just didn't want the headache.
I understand.
We just didn't want the headache, delays, the money cost, the. You know, the cost factor is not like we're trying to hide something.
Sure, and that's not what I was suggesting at all. It's just a matter of, I'm not sure we're the right zoning entity, because that's what we are in this case. If your intent is to eventually annex into the city, and at that point, and there you may already be zoned properly for them, because they don't do things exactly the way we do them. I don't know, because it's already zoned for some type of commercial now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Commercial.
Mom?
It has been a commercial
because
use.
Because there's a Red
the
Rooster
past.
Or something at one time. And
it's commercial.
Now,
there's never been a restaurant in it.
Right. And so I don't know what changes they, you know, would make.
Right.
My experience with the municipality is they'll normally zone it at the same time that they take you through the annexation process. They'll take you normally through their zoning process at that same time.
And I would think with everything surrounding it, where it's at on both ways, that it would make sense to be something like a restaurant. That doesn't seem out of place.
Right.
But again, just like that's just my opinion, no more than that. And, you know, but I don't think we're the right entity to actually zone that and then turn around and have you annex in. Because if we do, what we've done in the past is follow whatever requirements are the most stringent, which would be the city's in this case.
Yeah. Well, if we could stay in the county, we would stay in the county.
I understand.
You know, if we could do a treatment plant, we'd probably do a treatment plant to get something that would pass, you know.
If that's the case, then we're the right entity.
Right.
But if not, we're really not the right entity.
We don't want to annex.
You have to make a decision and get your ducks in a row ahead of time and decide whether you're going city or you're going county.
Yeah.
We would stay in the county.
In county, they decide things in city, whether we agree or not.
We would stay in the county, have no intentions. The only way that we would have to annex into the city is if they would force us to hook up the sewer. If we could get I talked to White River, you know, they do the waste treatment.
White River Environmental.
Yep. I talked to White River and they said that they would design, you know, a treatment, a wastewater thing for that restaurant. And, well, that'd be great, you know. If we could get that done, that's fine. And we want to stay in the county, don't want to go in the city, we want to stay in the county. And so that was our intentions.
Okay.
To work on our building, work on our building. If we can get a approved wastewater system on our land, then we're staying in the county.
Yeah.
And we're staying in the county.
Well, that would be a state decision now, because the sewer district here in that situation has been turned over, and they follow state statutes. And so what White River Environmental would be doing would be finding out if it can get it approved by the state, then okay. You can stay in the county.
Okay.
If they can't get it approved there by the state body, the governing this, then you would be, if you go ahead and do your business, then you would be forced to have the sewer, and then they would have jurisdiction.
Okay, here's what I see on this. Yeah, thank you, Dave. We can certainly use this for the concept, so we're not holding up. That's as far as that goes. I mean, you've already filed, they've already paid.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, we can go ahead and use this as a concept, and like you've heard, we meet on July something and something, 9th and 16th. So you'd have to have a definitive answer before the July 9th meeting. If you find out you need to go to the city,
which way you're going.
Okay. Whether you can stay completely in the county, if you know you're going to annex in, I'm telling you that we're going to require you to follow whatever the city.
The only way we have to annex in is what the city, and the city's told me this, the only way we have to annex in, or one way they demand us to annex in, if we hook on that city.
Okay.
Right.
Well,
it's pretty
cut and dry then. If you find out you have to use their sewer, then we're really not the entity, and you can just pull your permit or your application and deal with the city on what you got to deal with. If it's going to be totally county stuff, and, you know, we'll make sure it says that in our decision record if we so choose to do so. I mean, that's something I would suggest, that, you know, you must stay in the county, you know, or you can't annex in right after, whatever,
right.
You know. So,
well, we want to go, I mean, I wouldn't go to the expense of putting a treatment plant in.
I wouldn't think so.
You know. No.
Well, exactly.
So, anyway, then we'll deal with it at the next meeting like a normal. So let's go ahead and deal with this like a normal concept. If you guys have any questions for the applicant about the actual building, now that we kind of understand where we are on that.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Just to bring up one other thing, and I've not gotten anything in writing, but I've understood the same thing just from having informal conversations with the DNR. They've basically indicated to me that if a wastewater treatment plant was proposed with the proximity of this existing municipal line, that they've indicated that they just wouldn't permit a treatment. Now they've not.
But that's for him to find out.
Yeah. They've not put that in writing to me.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, you may want to discuss that with them as well.
Yeah, you've got to do your legwork on this.
but like you and I had discussed, the thing we get into really quickly with a restaurant. And I'm not an expert on wastewater systems. I'll start out by saying that. But just from what I understand, they look at a restaurant as producing 60 gallons per day per seat. And so if you get to 50 seats, that's 3,000 gallons a day, and that automatically throws it into DNR jurisdiction. And informally, the DNRs basically said, look, if there's a municipal sewer line that close to the property,
right. Yeah.
we're just flat not going to permit it.
And if we stay under the 50 seats, if we don't go to 50 seats, then we're...
Well, that would be you'd have to give it to DNR and find out what
right.
they're going to require you to do.
Right.
So, you know, if for whatever reason you think it's going to take longer than up to July 9th,
but
then you can, of course,
so, I mean,
put off
literally,
your public hearing for
well,
a month. Just have to let staff know.
There's okay. a certain
but we might as well go ahead and use this
for
your
employees, too, so he may have
for your
keep to
beginning your advocate process.
Yeah, and that's
so. But those, that's an answer we'll absolutely have to have,
it's gonna have
before
to be
we make
small.
A decision.
Okay.
So, you know, that's, I mean, we won't make a decision
like
without
we can
it.
Get a, if we can do a
sure.
treatment system there
okay.
on our land, then
okay. Well, one of the first things I'll ask you is which way are you going to go if I see you next month, and I should already know the answer if you're here.
Treatment
but okay. So, all right. So that's any other questions for the applicant?
We're
The property west of there on the other side of 258, is that city?
Yes, on the other side it is.
Just that chunk there is not city?
No. Nope. All the north side there, all the way up to Pastor Ruby's gas station, all the way through there, that's all county. The only thing the city is on the other side where they built the, like the new little strip mall, Arvest Bank, the property right across the highway from it there where Ledbetter's property is, mm-hmm. That's in the city.
So it's just probably a matter of time before they annex it anyway.
And the property next to us on the east side is not in the
more
city.
Tax rate.
Yeah, but the annexation process is voluntary.
Yeah, it's a voluntary.
Sure,
it's always voluntary unless
the
you have one
heck of a court. The citizens voted it down and all of a sudden the city.
Yeah, and we don't want, I mean, I don't want to say Rod or I, neither one of them.
They don't just
more taxes
and
more
yeah.
headaches. I
you
just
have to say you want it.
What's that yeah. city council did?
Well.
Any other questions for the applicant?
It was agreed upon ahead of time, Rick.
There's plenty of parking.
Well,
we got 25,000 square foot of parking is what we've got.
Is that a thing here. Okay. Is that site going to change some? I mean, are you going to add a bunch of fill dirt or something?
That's
or?
What we're doing. We're making a parking. We're adding fill. We're putting fill in there now.
Fill's a good filler.
One thing I'll bring out, too, that and the applicant can probably tell you a little bit more about this one, but they are also, from my understanding, purchasing some property that's currently in MoDOT right-of-way as
yeah.
well. It's my understanding that they're purchasing this area, and so I don't want to speak for you, but it's
right.
my understanding
there
that
the road is yeah
yeah that'll also be utilized as an additional parking
what
area.
You see, well, you can already see the fill there, what we've got in
yep.
fill all through there, and we're putting a new entrance in, which I have all that too.
Okay.
The entrance we got is not really good, so we're making a new entrance.
And the entrance will be moved from
here
north.
It'll,
I think, be up in here.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah, yeah. That's where the
it's
end
it's
is.
About
so
here.
You're getting
isn't
off
it?
Of that
yeah.
intersection
yeah, here.
Anymore.
We're getting off of that. We're getting off of that.
Moving it down.
This is
with that island, they
right
got
at 248.
Yeah.
Why is this not giving me the road names? I don't know why this is.
Okay.
It's just an accident waiting to happen. So we talked to the state and they agreed with us that you know it'd be better to do
okay.
that. So
Randy, you want to see this?
And then here's an aerial picture, and here's where we put in the fill.
Here's 248, and here's Gretna.
And this is on
here.
So you should be able to easily meet your parking
yeah.
space
yeah.
requirements.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how many parking spaces you need for. I mean, if we do,
well, Bob
under,
can tell you.
If we do stay under the 50, you know,
we have to have X amount of. Right. Have to have X amount of.
Right. No, this is more than enough.
That building
okay.
there,
for the Dairy Queen, we got 35,000 square feet of parking in the Dairy
What's
Queen.
What's the little
okay.
and parking mall
it's
stuff
capacity is
what, right here.
Five or something.
I'll be honest, I'm not. Do you know what this one is, Benny? Do you know what business this would be?
I just go through the drive thru to get my blizzard, so
yeah.
I don't.
Then this is the piece of property that we're purchasing from the state right there.
Okay.
That's where the road is now.
Okay.
Yeah, the Red Rooster.
You guys, anybody want to see any of this?
You can keep this if you want.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay.
We'll keep that.
And that's the permit for an entrance.
Okay. Any other questions?
The big building back there on the left.
This one here?
No, behind it there.
Catfish and hot wings? Is that what I see?
Yeah,
or catfish and wing, I guess. That's
catfish and wings, chicken wings. Yeah, it'd be hot wings. Well, like kind of like Wingstop, you know, the
yep. okay.
flavors.
Okay. Anything else? Are y'all looking at something over there?
I'm trying to find out where it is.
He's getting oriented here.
What is wrong with you? You're lost? I
yeah.
figured you knew everything.
Well, India no lost, teepee lost.
Okay.
Dave,
we know where the Dairy Queen's at on T-48.
Yeah.
If you're going towards the Mansion Theater.
You mean the one up to the Grand Palace?
No, not the Grand Palace. If you're going towards the Mansion Theater.
Okay.
Or Mel Tillis's, you turn there when you go to old Mel Tillis's. Theater,
yeah.
right there on that
go to Branson Meadows straight ahead there on Brett.
Yeah. Well, where's right Aslan property?
Shawmore Ledbetter's is at. You probably know
that. Up 248 on the left.
There's Panda House, that right there by his.
Is that?
Go up one more.
That's Panda. Okay.
No,
right
go
there
up,
is Panda House.
The next one, right there. That's Panda right House.
Okay.
Okay.
And then Arvis Bank's down there in that corner. Now you know where you are.
I know exactly where I are.
That just kind of sits down at the bottom a little bit.
It used to be, Dave, when you were growing up, as Hazel Nonfies.
Yeah,
years ago.
Well, no, the gentleman.
When he's growing up, it was a farm.
The gentleman that owned that. he was on
dinosaurs roamed the earth.
He was on the water board.
A caveman lived there when he was growing up.
No.
There'll be a little white house there and a little gift shop there years ago on it. A little white house. And they built that building where you walked for a restaurant. And then just west of there, there used to be a little white house that they lived in. And then right next to that was a little gift shop that the people had years ago back there.
Anything else?
I'm old enough to remember that.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we may see you next month. You'll let us know, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Let you know.
Very good.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I've almost harassed Dave all I can.
Go for it.
I already have. I didn't even hear half of it.
He did say almost, though.
I don't know why. I thought I had it, and then all of a sudden it wasn't there.
You don't think that's don't feel north when you turn that way to me. It feels
That's what I
mean. Yeah, but it's north.
The business just north of that. The business just north of that. We were going to provide them water up there where they put the Panda House where they put in all the car lots and stuff like that, and we couldn't get it fast enough, and it was out of the city, and it was on her, and they had the right to drill a well on that property. Yeah. They do have their own well water on that property there, and these will probably use the same well water. Well, I'd say they probably made a deal because the well was good enough that it was state approved for the Panda House, so they'd be
several years ago before they built all the mother
wells.
248 just had a sweeping
they probably will get water from them, even though we have a water line to the...
You're in that bottom a little bit.
Yeah,
close to where our power line's at, probably.
There wasn't nothing out there.
Are you down in that bottom where our power line's at?
They were stripped by
3 feet. No, that
isn't. Yeah.
I haven't got that either.
What else?
I do actually have some news for you.
Bob's got news for us.
As far as the subdivision regulations, the county commission held a work session today on the subdivision regulations, and they've asked me to get with Nikki today. I didn't get an opportunity to get that done, but they've requested that I go ahead and set up a public hearing for them to go ahead and take action on this.
That includes the stuff that they tabled also?
I don't know. I plan to request that be a part of
that
public hearing as well.
I think it needs to be all of it. Why not do all of it?
And I thought I'd go ahead and advertise it that way and just see what action's taken.
There is no reason for them not to act on all that.
And this letter here is not addressed to me, but I do take objection to it. Because of the, I mean, from a legal standpoint, this one line says, I understand that the property owner thinks, and that's a poor letter to be sending out to somebody for an official notice. I don't care who said it, whether I did or what.
Okay.
Okay.
Duly noted. Or not. I don't know.
Just wanted to go on record.
Okay. Very good. Anything else? All right, then. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Hot dog. I'll go for that.
I've got a hot dog. Okay, we are adjourned. Randy?